Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, coming at you once again with another installment of our Consistency 365 series, all about the practical application of tools for consistency, because at the end of the day, this is the skill we need. It's not about the next plan, the next program. We have to become people with the skill of consistency. That's what these short episodes in this series are all about. That's not what the Primal Potential podcast is all about. Don't forget, we still have our regular episodes airing every Monday and Saturday. Those are the ones that have episode numbers. This is just a new, fun, hopefully helpful thing that we are doing around consistency. Have you ever had one of those moments where you notice you're throwing out the line, I'll do better tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. Whether it's because it's a holiday or you're going out to dinner or somebody brought over an unexpected treat or maybe it's budget related and this thing is on sale, so I'll do better tomorrow. I'm just going to get this one thing and I'll do better tomorrow. I was journaling this morning and I usually take 5 to 10 minutes a day to do that just to set my mind right for the day and get really clear on what could come up. What could get in the way of me showing up as the version of me that I want to be? And we're headed to a friend's house for a little get together. And I absolutely know that I have a pattern of thought decades long where sometimes I'm in a social setting and I'll think, it's no big deal. Like, I'm just going to indulge here and tomorrow back on track, right? Tomorrow back to normal. The I'll do better tomorrow line. Knowing that that has been a pattern for me, I like to get clarity on it and really think it through. I actually did a training inside the consistency course just recently about the most common cognitive distortions. And one of them is called dichotomous thinking, which is all or nothing, yes or no, on or off. And when we say something like, I'll do better tomorrow, I'm going to do what I want today, but tomorrow I'm back on track. That is dichotomous thinking. That is a cognitive distortion because you're seeing it as either you're on or you're off. You're in or you're out. You're on track or you're off track. And so going into this social setting that I'm about to go into, recognizing that sometimes that comes up, I reminded myself that's a distortion because it's not either I eat all the things and I'm going to be really back on track tomorrow, or I eat none of the things and today looks just like yesterday, just like I intended to. There's so many options in between. And there's a lot of cognitive distortions, but one of the big ones is this dichotomous thinking. I'm going to do whatever today and I'm going to be back on track tomorrow. It's all or nothing. It's a cognitive distortion because it's looking at only two of countless options. So what I challenge myself to do, either in the moment or before, and often sometimes afterwards, if I'm just kind of rethinking decisions I made, what are all of the options in between? And how can I enjoy this and also feel really good about myself and my choices and my goals? What lives in the middle of the two extremes that I most often consider? What lives in the middle of the two extremes I most often consider? And if you think it's just this one thing, it's not, right? It's not like there's the far left, the far right, and the middle. No, there's so many options, countless options, and we tend to have an underdeveloped ability to identify the gray area and the extent of the gray area and everything that lives in the middle. So as you think about your pursuit of consistency, and as I consider my own pursuit of consistency, invite the mental exercise of acquainting yourself with the gray area of the middle and no longer defaulting to those two extremes. You know them. They're still there. They're not going anywhere. But what are all the other options that live in the middle? If you are looking for more detailed information or more coaching and also accountability, the link to the consistency course as well as some other resources are in the show description. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.